Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Vermont Public. I'm Jen Jarecki. One of Vermont's largest LGBTQ plus advocacy organizations is welcoming a new leader. Phoebe Zorn was recently named Pride Center of Vermont's new executive director. First founded as RU12 Community Center in the late 90s, Pride Center of Vermont says its mission has been, quote, advancing community and the health and safety of LGBTQ Vermonters. To tell me more about how she plans to steward that work is Phoebe Zorn, the new executive director of Pride Center of Vermont. Phoebe, welcome to the Vermont Public Studio and congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks so much, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Well, so Phoebe, let's start with how and when did you start at Pride Center of Vermont? And can you tell us about the journey that's led you to become the new executive director?
I started at Pride Center almost 3 years to the day from my first day as executive director, which was really fun timing for me. And I was originally hired as operations coordinator. Pride Center was my first job in the nonprofit world. And before that, I had worked in performing arts as a performing arts center coordinator, an event space manager, and a whole bunch of other really varied work before that.
What kind of a role do you think the organization plays across Vermont? And what excites you about leading it?
So Pride Center is a really comprehensive organization. We have a lot of different programs that do different things within the community. And I think that's one of my favorite things about the way Pride Center functions is that it's really an umbrella organization. So folks can come in for one thing, for example, HIV testing or safer sex supplies, and, you know, in the same building, in the same staff, get passed off to affinity programs based on identity, or, you know, events and programs based on common interests or community building, anti-violence services within our safe space program, or, you know, just social events to go out and meet other folks in the community. And that's all under the same umbrella of Pride Center. So it's really easy for folks to get involved and get connected to various services and things that they need all within, you know, one umbrella.
Phoebe, you grew up in Vermont, right?
I did, yeah. I grew up between Montpelier and Montgomery in the Northeast Kingdom.
So what was your own Vermont journey like, and how is it working now in Chittenden County, having lived outside of it?
I think that having lived outside of Chittenden County is a really helpful perspective for me because Pride Center is based in Chittenden County. We do tend to have a lot of our programs and events here, and then we have a lot of our staff, but not all live in the Chittenden County area. So it's really helpful for me to have that perspective of somebody who, you know, was a queer person living not in Chittenden County, living in more rural areas, and remind, you know, myself and our staff that those are also the folks we serve and that our programs and offerings have to be as accessible as we can make them to folks all over the state.
Now that you are going to be leading PCVT, what are some of your biggest long-term goals? And what do you see the organization doing in the future that it's not currently doing?
So the two things that I'm really focused on right now, and we are overall as an organization, are uplifting and supporting our programs that serve sort of the less represented or, you know, historically more marginalized groups within the LGBTQ plus umbrella. So we have two programs that we really have an internal focus on right now, and those are Thrive, which is our program for queer and trans people of color in Vermont, and then our Trans program, which is for trans and gender nonconforming adults. Identities are very intersectional, so those, you know, it's not like there's our separate groups within Pride Center's communities, but they're two identity groups that have historically within the organization and queer spaces in general just been less represented or had, you know, less opportunities for spaces and support and funding within the community, especially, you know, considering that we know Vermont is not a very racially diverse state, especially outside of population centers like Burlington area.
7 Days had a recent cover story on folks that have moved to Vermont from states enacting anti-LGBTQ legislation, specifically anti-trans legislation. One newcomer identifies as both transgender and BIPOC, and while they seem to be enjoying life in rural Vermont, said this: Vermont is definitely not the perfect liberal utopia that everyone outside makes it out to be. There's still racism, there's still transphobia, all kinds of problems exist here. Talk to us about these concerns.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And it's something that we've discussed as a team at Pride Center as we have been encountering this increase in folks from out of state who are, you know, reaching out because they want to come to Vermont or reaching out because they have come to Vermont and now need support. You know, it's definitely something that I think we all agree with. Vermont is a lot safer in a lot of ways and has more resources and support for folks than other states, for sure. And that doesn't mean it's perfect. We certainly experience and hear about transphobia and racism and all kinds of identity-based harassment and violence in Vermont all the time. And a lot of the work that our Safe Space Anti-Violence Program does is to try and support folks who are experiencing violence and harassment. Something that I really appreciate about Safe Space is it's an anti-violence program, but their definition of violence is broader than you may think of in a traditional domestic violence organization. So it also includes harassment and discrimination and basically any kind of identity-based profiling or attacks based on sexual and or gender identity.
Are there other issues within our LGBTQ+ communities that aren't getting enough attention?
Two things come to mind. The first one being services and support for aging and senior LGBTQ+ folks. I think it's really important that we, you know, continue to hold space for and honor our queer elders. The other thing is accessibility and disability justice. It's something that's been a big internal conversation for us, and we've been shifting towards trying to be more inclusive in a lot of ways, both, as I mentioned before, offering Zoom and other online or hybrid events, both for transportation accessibility and also, you know, all of the other reasons that somebody may prefer to join something remotely instead of in person. You know, and just accessibility of online materials and having websites and social media that work with various devices like screen readers, and then in-person events being accessible to being in accessible spaces. For bigger events like our Pride Festival, we work on things like trying to have ASL interpreters and setting up things so that they're easy to navigate with wheelchairs and other mobility devices. And I think that, unfortunately, in a lot of queer spaces, accessibility isn't really a priority. And it's so important, you know, because folks are all part of our community with all kinds of different access needs. And it's so easy to just take steps towards making things accessible. So that's going to be a big priority for us going forward, is continuing to focus on and increase our accessibility, following the leadership of folks in disability communities.
I've been talking with Phoebe Zorn. She was recently named Executive Director of Pride Center of Vermont. Phoebe, thanks so much for coming into the studio today, and good luck in your new role.
Thanks so much, Jen. It was great being here.